think it'd be a great initiative by Donegal County Council to have a liaison officer that could spend a day or two a week in Letterkenny, or a day or two a week in Inishowen, or a day or two a week in Stornoway, or wherever that may be, to help homeowners, to get to know the scheme, to get to know what they have to do in the scheme, and also to help them do applications in the scheme, because there's a lot of people that just might not be computer literate enough to change documents into PDFs, and to change, you know, legal documents into PDFs, let that be landholding certificates or whatever it may be. And, you know, there are people just that doesn't have the whereabouts to do that, or doesn't have the equipment to do that either. So I think that, you know, it would be very beneficial for the homeowners. It would be very, 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 very beneficial for the council if they had a liaison officer and some go-to person. And, I mean, we're all go-to people in public life and as councillors, and there's no issue with that, and we all do our bit. And I get loads of calls in relation to that. But I think that from a council perspective, a particular person that will be in the MD centres, i.e. Letterkenny, Inishowen or Stornoway, that could be that person that knew how the scheme works and could do some of the paperwork, I think it would be very, very beneficial for the homeowner.
One of the points made by Joe Peoples at the meeting was that he believed some people perhaps are holding back because they think the scheme is going to change in the coming weeks, and they don't want to find themselves locked into a stage when potentially things are changed in a month's time. What advice would you have for people like that?
Yeah, well, I think my advice would be to get on the process, you know, to keep pushing forward in the process, because, as you know, Donal, the process is quite a long one. From you start your stage one process, you're looking at 3 or 4 weeks, and then you have another process of getting a boulder in place and getting engineers' reports done. So you're looking at probably a process of 5 or 6 months of starting stage one till you're out the other side, you know, in relation to the scheme. So if something's going to change in the scheme, I don't see it being that far down the line if it does change. I certainly hope that it changes. There are definitely elements of the scheme that must change. There's a lot of elements of the scheme that does not work. That doesn't work for the homeowner. I think there's certainly plenty opportunities, and we've put them to the minister that can change the scheme to make it workable. Certainly the 100% redress is something that we're pushing extremely hard, but there's no guarantee that we're going to be able to get 100% redress, but we have to push as hard as we can to get that. But even, you know, at that, there's still lots of elements of the scheme that could be easily changed to make it a lot more user-friendly for the homeowner, and to make the costs, which is the big issue here, is costs, to cut those costs down substantially so that that the scheme is viable for homeowners, because as those schemes fit today, Donal, it's just not viable for a lot of homeowners.
Martin, thank you very much indeed.
No bother, Donal. Thank you.
Martin, take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.